Peace be with all of you.
每当受难复活节的时候呢，我们都会看见、哦、这一幕，就是我们主耶稣钉在十字架上，然后拯救全人类，之后三天复活。
During Good Friday, we where Jesus died on the cross, and after 3 days, he rose from the dead.
那么在这个疫情之前呢，我们常常会看见有教会里面有扮演着神的儿子挂在十字架上的事情。
Now, before the pandemic, we see that churches will reenact the scene of the Son of God dying for mankind.
那他受尽最残酷的那个折磨、痛苦，流尽宝血，拯救世人。
So he went through the worst torture, and he shed all his blood to save mankind.
所以圣经就说了，一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So the Bible says, for all who believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
那我来自一个非信徒的家庭，我从小有一样东西就不太明白的是。
And I came from a non-Christian family, and from young, there's something I cannot understand.
为什么在2000年前有一个犹太人，他就是为我挂在十字架上死了，跟我今天21世纪的一个新加坡人有什么关系？
Why was it that 2000 years ago, a Jew hung on the cross to die for me? What has it got to do with me who was born in Singapore in this modern day?
那为什么今天有这么多诗歌为他写，有这么多无数的信息为他传讲？
Why are so many songs written for him today? And why are so many messages being preached for him today?
为什么今天有这样多的人在2000年 为了信从他受逼迫甚至受死？
Why is it that in these 2000 years, for the sake of believing in him, many people were persecuted and were even martyred?
原来圣经告诉我们，整个历史，人类历史的中心就是神为世人钉在十字架上的那一刻。
The Bible tells us that the center of the entire history of mankind is God. He died for mankind on the cross.
他钉在十字架上的那一刻，拯救了世人，给世人盼望。
The moment he was crucified, he saved the people of the world and gave the world hope.
因为他不是单单为犹太人死，他是为全人类的人死。
Because he not just died for the Jews, but for the entire human race.
各位听清楚，我们全人类都被有一样东西辖制。
Now all mankind are bound by one thing.
就是罪了。
And that is sin.
罪是人身上最严重的问题，也是永远的问题来。
Sin is the most severe problem to man and is the eternal problem.
今天我们常常认为的问题就是很表面的，好像贫穷啦、没有工作的问题。
Now today we only see problems on the surface like poverty and being jobless.
或者家庭里面婚姻的问题，或者健康的问题。
Or family marital problem or health issues.
但是其实这一切的问题只是表面的。
But all these problems are just on the surface.
这圣经告诉我们，这一切的问题是源自罪的问题。
The Bible tells us that all these problems originated from sin.
原来人的灵魂有罪。
In fact, human soul has sin.
人的思想里面有罪，他的意志里面有罪。
There are also sin in the human thinking and will.
所以呢，没有办法的，他就选择的，他讲的，做的，也都有罪。
So man cannot help it, but in whatever he chooses, he thinks and he does, they are all sin.
所以因为有罪的缘故，那一定有一些后果就会出现。
And because of sins, there's bound to be consequences.
有些人你看到他犯很严重的罪，所以呢，他受到法律的制裁，旁边的人都看得到他犯了错。
So some people they committed severe crimes and they were punished by the law and people around them could see their sin.
那有些人呢，他犯的罪隐藏起来，那人人都不知道。
But some people they have hidden sin and nobody knows.
但是他要死的那个时刻，那他的良心很愧疚，叫他知道他犯了罪，叫他很害怕。
But when they were about to die, they were conscience-stricken and they were very afraid because of their sin.
那我们大多数的人犯的罪都没有到达很严重的地步。
Now most of us do not have very severe sins.
但是我们都知道，那我们讲的、我们做的，有时候不由自主的就伤害我们旁边的人。
But we know that in whatever we do or say, sometimes we cannot help it but hurt people around us.
特别是我们最爱的人、跟我们最靠近的人，他们就因我们受伤害。
Especially those whom we love the most and those closest to us, they were often hurt the most by us.
有一个妻子就说，我丈夫对我不好。
a wife says, my husband is not good to me.
那为什么我要对他好？
So why should I be nice to him?
那就很奇怪的一个反击就出现了。
There's this strange retaliation.
很简单的一个反击，好像人性都是这样吧。
It's like it's the same for all. It's the same for human nature.
那你做初一，我做十五，你这样对我，这样对你。
If you treat me this way, I will repay you back.
但是我们以为这是两个人的事情。
We thought it's between two persons.
但是很奇怪的，这两个人的事情慢慢就会临到就下一代孩子的心灵里面。
But strangely, what happens between two persons will slowly pass on to the next generation.
孩子的心灵呢，对婚姻没有把握，也不懂得爱彼此，下一代人的婚姻的问题就出现了。
So the children lose confidence in marriage, and then the next generation's marital problem then arise.
其实这都是罪的问题来的。
It's all because of sin.
罪是很实在的。
Sin is very real.
只要有罪，就会有后果。
As long as there's sin, there will be consequences.
那这个后果其实我们人都知道的。
And we humans, we all know these consequences.
那我们归纳来讲，有两种罪的后果。
And to sum it up, there are two kinds of consequences of sin.
第一种后果是一种自然的反弹。
One is a natural retaliation.
我们可以看得到的，你们懂自然的反弹，比如说我触动你，你触动我。
For example, I provoke you, you provoke me.
我打你，你又打我。
I hit you and you beat me back.
我现在乱花钱，一定明天就没有钱，对不对？
If I anyhow spend today, I will not have enough money tomorrow.
这就是自然的反弹。
So that is a natural retaliation.
这个科学都会知道的，那算术啊，这心理学的都会懂的。你今天这样做，明天有那个后果就出现。
So science and psychology will let you know what you do today will affect your tomorrow.
这是整个世界都在做自然的反弹里面运行着。
So the whole world is working under this natural retaliation.
但是还有另外一种反弹，叫做无形的反弹。
But there's another form of retaliation, which is the invisible retaliation.
那在这个无形的反弹里面，有时候乍看之下你看不到。
So, in the beginning, you may not be able to sense it.
但是这个人性里面，人的心慢慢观察的时候，他就感觉到。
But as humans start to observe, he will start to sense it.
就无形的，好像看不到。
It's like invisible, it cannot be seen.
好像，但是多年之后就发生了。
But after many years, it can be seen.
好像我们被骗了，有一天，
For example, sometimes we are being cheated.
各位有没有被骗？
Have you ever been cheated?
那骗了你，哎呀，我真倒霉。
Then you feel you are very unfortunate.
但是你很苦读，很郁闷。
And you feel very perplexed and troubled.
哎，他忽然间想起，其实我以前也骗过人。
Then you suddenly recall that you used to deceive others before.
你就是孩子呢，就不现在不听你的话，你很愁苦。
Now you're troubled because your children are not listening to you right now.
愁苦当中，有一天就想起以前我也是这样，不听父母的话，向他顶嘴。
And suddenly you remember, in the past you used to disobey your parents also.
那奇怪的，人所遭遇的东西，他有这样的联想会出来。
So humans make such associations.
所以他现在做一样东西，那下面他慢慢观察，留意的观察，哎，等一下有一个后果就会出现。
So when a person does something and he observes for a while, he realizes the consequences will follow.
其实我们人都知道的。
And we humans know that.
那所以有时候呢，有一些人很坏蛋哦，那我们看他拿他没办法，法律也不能定他的罪。
Now some people they are very evil. Even the law cannot punish them.
你心里想是什么？现在法律收拾不了你，现在天要收你啊！
And your heart, you think the law cannot punish you, heaven will punish you.
那你问他天是什么？他也不懂。
You ask what is heaven, he also doesn't know.
但是他的性情里面，他知道，他有感应，有一个天理在掌管整个宇宙、整个世界。
But he can sense in his spirit that there's certain law of heaven that is controlling the whole world.
人就慢慢把这个东西叫做因果。
And slowly, people call this karma.
很多的宗教，几乎所有的宗教都相信这个因果的东西。
Almost all religions believe in this karma.
这是我们人都其实都会懂的。你犯了罪，一定有两个果。
In fact, we humans will know when you sin, there will be two consequences.
一个是很自然的后果，另外一个是因果。
One is the natural consequences, the other one is karma.
你可以解释的出、推断出来的这个叫很自然的后果。你不能解释的，就是哎，为什么会发生？后来。这个叫因果。
What you can explain that is natural consequences. What you cannot explain that is karma.
但是圣经告诉我们说，其实这个世界都运行在这个犯罪的后果里面。
The Bible tells us that the whole world is under the consequences of sin.
其实你我都知道的。
In fact, you and I both know.
如果你相信这个两个果，你相信有后果、有因果的话，你就应该是要相信人是有罪的。
So if you believe in consequences and karma, then you will believe that humans have sin.
因为罪的缘故，所以下面一定有一个后果。
Because of sin, there's bound to be consequences.
我们知道现在有一件事情发生，不是 无缘无故发生，一定前面因为这个事发生，现在这个事才发生。
We know that nothing happened for no reason. There must be a first cause.
哎，现在有杀人的，为什么？因为之前有伤人的。
There is killing right now because before that there is the incident of hurting others.
哎，今天就讲了一句变化，等下下面出现了就五句变化要出来。
You tell one lie later on, you have to tell five lies.
不管是后果，不管是因果，这个背后有人犯罪的后果正在发生。
And behind all this, there's the consequences of human sin.
但是人啊，犯罪的人啊，不喜欢听这样的话。
But sinners doesn't like to hear such
message. 我们人犯罪的人最不喜欢人指责我们。
We sinners do not like people to rebuke us.
所以犯罪的人呢，就两个最糟糕的举动。
So sinners have two very bad responses.
那个两个举动，第一就是他不要承认自己的罪。
First, he refuses to acknowledge his sin.
人最不想承认的就是我错，我错，我不喜欢讲这个，不喜欢听这个。
Now, people do not like to admit that they are wrong.
对，你们有上班的人在公司里面，问题一发生，你第一句听到的是什么？这个不是我做的，对不对
？Now, when problems arise at the workplace, people will say, "This is not my fault."
我没有想到这样严重的事会发生。
I didn't expect such serious things will happen.
各位有婚姻生活的，对不对？有夫妇生活的时候呢，你是刚刚生了孩子之后呢，很开心。
During marriage, when you give birth to children, you are very happy in the beginning.
那这个孩子长大了，哎呀，他不听话。
And when the child grows up and he is disobedient.
两个人怎样教都教不了。
And no matter how the both of you teachers teach, he doesn't listen.
然后你就会讲说，这个孩子啊，这个样子像你啊，都是你哦。
Then you will say this child is like you. It's because of you.
我都没有这样啊。
I'm not like this.
对，我们每个人很喜欢讲这样话，对不对
？We like to say such things.
那但是你仔细想的时候呢，其实很多地方像你。
But if you think carefully, actually the child resembles you in many ways.
那其实你们两个人很奇妙的、不能解释的一种罪根，在它里面就是产生出来。
Strangely, both of your sinful roots can be found and seen in your child.
生出来很可爱。
When he's born, he's very adorable and cute.
慢慢就不知道谁教他的，他就讲骗话。
But slowly, nobody teaches him, but then he starts to lie.
慢慢就自私，慢慢就不听你的话。
And become selfish and disobedient to you.
我们所有养孩子的人都经过这个东西。
We all been through this in raising our children.
然后你就一直骂他。
And you keep scolding him.
没有关系，他给你骂。
And he let you scold.
然后呢，他慢慢长大，他也聪明起来了。
And when he grow up and become wiser,
他说我今天这样还不是你们两个给我的基因啊？他也会讲。
He will say, "I'm like this. I'm like this because of your genes."
所以人性里面都懂这件事情。
So in our human nature, we all know this very well.
这是罪的后果。
This is the consequence of sin.
那么现在新一代人呢，有一种很奇怪的想法。
Now the modern people they have this very strange thinking.
因为现在人犯罪越来越多，越来越厉害嘛。
Because sins are increasing.
所以现在呢，就有一种想法说，哎呀，这个世界里面呢，没有什么对错的东西了。
And so people start to say that there's no absolute right or wrong in this world.
啊，这个世界不管什么，比如说啊，堕胎啦，同性恋啦，未婚先孕啦，这样。不要说错，对对错错，错错对对，都是人的 opinion， 人的看法而已啦。
So whether it's about abortion, homosexuality, whatever, it's just a matter of opinions. There's no such thing as right or wrong.
对，现在的人都喜欢讲这样的话哈。
And people nowadays like to say things like this.
特别犯罪越来越多的人就喜欢这样的道理，这个叫相对论啊。
So the people who sin more, they like all these kind of relative theories.
Nothing is wrong. No, it's a matter of opinion. 都是看法而已呢。所以呢，这样的看法就我听起来很诱人，对不对
？So all these sayings are very tempting to the ears.
那一直到什么？一直到你偷他的钱包啊
？Until you steal his wallet.
那你偷他的钱包，他马上就报警。
And he will immediately call the police.
他跟警察说他犯错、犯法、犯罪啊。
And he will tell the police he has done wrong. He has violated the law.
你抓他。
Arrest him.
你跟他说，it's only a matter of opinion, 只是看法，我只是拿你东西，不是偷你的东西嘛。
You cannot just say it's a matter of opinion that I steal. I'm not stealing. I'm just taking.
这种相对论的说法，这个是一个自相矛盾的东西。
So such relative sayings they are self-contradictory.
是人不要承认自己的罪。
Humans does not want to admit their own sin.
有很多其他的学说说法呢，要遮掩自己的罪。
So they say all kinds of things to cover their sins.
你绝对不能狡辩。
But they cannot deny.
你每一次狡辩的时候，就自相矛盾。
Because every time when you try to deny it, you are self-contradicting yourself.
明明里面有一个对错观。
Because clearly within you, you have this sense of right and wrong.
里面知道有喜欢的跟讨厌的。
Within you, you know there's something you like or dislike.
你也知道，很多时候你知道讨厌的东西，你也去做。
And sometimes you know you are also doing things that you dislike.
你知道不对的，你也去做。
things that are wrong, you still do.
为什么这样？我喜欢嘛。
Why? Because you like it.
但是做了之后呢，也不承认自己的罪。
But after doing the wrong, you do not admit you are wrong.
犯罪的人有两个很糟糕的，第一个是不承认自己的罪。
So the first bad response is not to admit his own sin.
但是这不承认也没有办法，因为很多都自相矛盾，所以第二个比第一个更严重的就是什么？他慢慢想一个办法，要自己还清自己的罪。
And the worst problem than the first is humans then start to think of a way to repay his own sin.
哎呀，都做错了，没有关系，我想办法弥补。
I've done wrong, but it's okay. I try to make up for it.
做好事积德。
I do a lot of good works to accumulate merits.
起码人家说我自私的，虽然我哪有自私，我有帮助人呢。
If people say that I'm selfish, I'll say I also help others.
我捐钱呢。
I also donate money.
我们做好事，那其实我们心里面想，我又做了这么多好事，应该还清自己罪。
So we thought that we do a good deeds to repay for our sin.
其实你我都知道，其实人的错是不能完全还清的。
But you and I know that we cannot completely pay for every of our sins.
我们人都也讲说嘛，说出去的话好像泼出去的水，对不对
？We also say that words that are spoken are like spilled water, cannot be taken back.
你骂人，你是个笨的、傻的啊
！If you scold someone, you are silly and stupid.
然后那个话进到他的心了。
When that words entered his heart.
然后你该说哇，没有啦，你很聪明，你很好。
And I say no, you are actually very wise and good.
这是不可能的，伤就伤在里面的东西。
The hurt is already there.
其实华人其实最都知道华人的哲理是很深的，他们自己都懂有一些东西是不能还清的。
Now Chinese, we have deep philosophy, and we know ourselves that certain things you cannot just pay back.
其实你还不需要圣经告诉你，你自己人性里面就知道这个东西。
We don't need the Bible to tell us, but our human nature will let us know.
人不能偿还自己的罪。
Humans cannot pay for our own sins.
圣经更清楚地告诉我们，没有一个人能够偿还自己的罪。
The Bible more clearly tells us that no one person can pay for his own sin.
为什么呢？因为你以为犯罪是这么简单啊，你犯了一下几个罪，然后呢弥补。
Because sin is not so simple where you commit a sin and then you just atone for it.
犯罪的人要清楚地知道我们里面有一种罪根、罪性。
Sinners know that there is this root of sin and sinful nature within us.
啊，就是做错了，然后呢，然后啊弥补一下，等一下又来又出来，
You have done wrong, you atone for it, but later on you will do wrong again.
那你要这样弥补？好像为什么我立志要为善，要做好，但是呢，等一下那个邪恶的、讨厌的、自私的、不喜欢的又会做出来、讲出来。
It's like I will to do good, but I keep doing evil.
所以一个人的心很诚实的话，他知道他不能解除自己的罪。
So if a person is honest enough, he knows that he cannot resolve his own sin.
这个罪就一代人传给一代人。
And so this sin is passed on from generation to generation.
从一个人到一个家庭，一个家庭到一个社会，到一个国家。
From a person to a family, to the society, to the whole nation.
全人类都有罪。
The whole human race has sin.
全人类都要向彼此反击。
All mankind will retaliate each other.
然后全人类都要假冒为善，说：“哎，我其实很好，我平易近人，我都有做好事。”
And all mankind try to be hypocritical to say that I'm good, I do good things.
这只有圣经说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Only the Bible tells us, for all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
只有圣经最诚实的把人的罪和罪的那个后果，他的可怜的光景讲出来。
Only the Bible most honestly point out human sin and the consequences and the pitiful state of humans under sin.
神知道人这个可怜的光景。
And God knows this pitiful state of humans.
所以神差遣他的独生爱子耶稣来到地上。
So God sent his one and only son to the world, Jesus Christ.
独生爱子来到地上，在全人类当中，唯有他是没有罪的。
So among all humans, only Jesus is without sin.
因为他是童女生出来的。
Because he's born by a virgin.
他不是有罪的人结合之后生出来的。
He's not born by sinners.
上帝的灵借着女人一个童女的身体叫他怀孕生出来的。
So the Holy Spirit gave birth to this son through a virgin.
所以他没有罪根。
So he's without the root of sin.
他来到地上。跟罪人在一起，从来没有犯过一次的罪。
He came to this world, lived with sinners, and he never sinned before.
但是人把他钉在十字架上。
But men crucified him.
狠狠地折磨他。
Tormented him harshly.
一直到他死。
Till he died.
那为什么没有犯过罪的人，为什么人这样对他？
Why did man treat a sinless person like this?
因为他来的时候就一直讲一句真理。
Because when he came, he kept preaching one truth.
他说我就是神的儿子。
And he said, I am the son of God.
除了我以外没有拯救。
Other than me, there is no other salvation.
一切信我的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Everyone who believes in me shall not perish but have eternal life.
有罪的人听这句话的时候很生气。
Now when sinners heard this, they are very angry.
你也是人，你凭什么说这句话？
You are also a man. Who are you to say this?
但是他这句话讲出来的时候呢，很多人开始信他了。
But when he said this, many people started to believe in him.
有罪的人，痛苦谦卑的人开始信他。
Sinners who are humble and miserable, they started to believe in him.
是不知罪的，不承认罪的人，把他钉在十字架上。
But those who denied their sins crucified him.
然后他钉在十字架上的时候，他们全部羞辱他。
And when he was on the cross, everyone hurled insults on him.
说你这么厉害吗？你救了世界的人啊！你从十字架上下来啊
！If you are so great to save the world, just save yourself from the cross.
你下来我们就信你。
If you come down, we will believe in you.
每个人向他吐口水。
And everyone heaped insult on him.
每个人看到他摇头。
And everybody shook their heads when they saw him.
挑战他。
They challenged him.
圣经说他默默无声，一句话都没有讲。
And the Bible told us he was silent without a single word.
为什么他一句话没有讲？
Why was he silent?
如果你没有罪的话，你就讲我没有罪啊。
If you have no sin, you will say I have no sin.
他是没有罪，但是他所爱的人都有罪。
He had no sin, but those whom he loved, they have sin.
好像如果你的最爱的孩子，他做错了。旁边的人都全部指责他。
Like if your beloved children committed wrong and everyone else criticized him,
你是生他的父母，爱他的父母，你一句话都不能讲。
You are the parent who loved this child and you cannot say anything.
因为你为他承受他的过错。
Because you have to bear his sin on his behalf.
所以我们主来到地上的时候，他为世人承受他们所犯的所有的罪和罪的代价。
So when our Lord came to this world, he bore the sin and the consequences of sin of all the people.
所以我们想的错、讲的错、做的错，全部加在他的身上。
So the sin in our thinking, speaking, and doing are all laid upon him.
就狠狠的加在他的身上的时候呢，很奇怪，这就借着他现在被钉在十字架，他被鞭打的那个受苦来代表。
Now through his crucifixion, he's being scourged and he's being tormented.
他在十字架上没有一句咒诅人的话。
Yet he still didn't have a word of curse for anyone on the cross.
然后他向父祷告：“父啊，他们所做的，他们不知道，求你饶恕他们。
”And he prayed to Father God, please forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
那父听了他的祷告。
And Father God heard his prayers.
把所有人犯的罪的那个刑罚加在他的身上。然后呢，在这个时候，神向人的宽恕就临到人了。
And he laid upon Jesus all the punishment of human sin, and at this moment, God's forgiveness come to mankind.
一个小时、两个小时，一直到六个小时。
One hour, two hours, all the way to six hours.
当我们主耶稣基督的宝血全部流尽了。
Jesus shed all his blood.
承受世人的罪。
He bore the sin of mankind.
无罪。最荣耀的像一块肉就是挂在木头上。
The sinless and most glorious God was hung on a piece of wood like a piece of flesh.
像所有人的凌辱。
And he faced all the humiliation of men.
一刻一刻的承受你和我的罪。
And he bore the effect of yours and my sin moment by moment.
承受的你和我不想承认的那个罪。
He bore for the sins which you and I refuse to admit.
因这个的缘故，救恩向人类展现出来。
And because of this, salvation was extended to mankind.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that he gave them his one and only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所有信他的，不会见死亡，不会见地狱，他们的罪已经被基督耶稣承担了。
So that all who believe in him shall not see death or hell because their sins have been bore by Jesus.
信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Those who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这就是整个历史的最伟大 也最中心的那一幕在十字架上。
This is the greatest scene and the most central scene of the whole human history.
也是最经典的一幕，也是赐给人类最大的希望的那一幕。
It's also the most classic scene and the scene that gives mankind the greatest hope.
没有任何人能够还清人的罪。
No one else can pay for the sin of mankind.
这个世界有好人，他们只能为自己的罪而死。
There are good people in this world, but they can only die for their own sin.
他们不能为旁边人的罪而死。
They cannot die for the sin of people beside them.
神的救恩是多么的伟大。
That's how great God's salvation is.
那么有些人问，那十字架，我们主耶稣钉在上面，只有一个人，为什么还有旁边两个十字架，又跟他一起？
So some people ask, what about two other criminals who are also crucified together with Jesus at his side?
圣经告诉我们有两个强盗同时在那个时候被判死刑，一起跟耶稣钉在十字架上。
From the Bible, we know that two rebels were also sentenced to death at the same time as Jesus and they were crucified beside him.
那他们钉在十字架上不是因为他们为人死，他是为自己的罪而自己做错的罪而受刑罚。
And they are not dying for people, but they are dying for the sin that they have committed.
那每次我们读到这一课的时候呢，我们就知道，哦，一个强盗很像很好，哦，他跟耶稣讲好话；一个强盗不好，他跟没有跟耶稣讲，就讲侮辱的话。
So when we read the Bible, we seem to think that one criminal is good, he speaks good words to Jesus, the other one just criticize Jesus.
其实圣经不是这样讲的。
But the Bible didn't say that.
他们两个人都是可憎恨的那个强盗。
Both of them are evil criminals.
他们就像一样的一般的罪人钉在十字架上的时候呢，他们那个不悔改残暴的性情叫他们又愤恨又惧怕。
So like normal sinners when they are nailed on the cross, it brings up their ugly side, their savage and violent temperament.
那个时候他们就开始注目耶稣，很痛很辛苦的注目耶稣，然后咒诅他，然后藐视他。
So they look upon Jesus with hatred, they curse him, and they treated him with contempt.
连在最痛苦的时候还会骂人啊。
So at their most painful moments, they can even scold people.
所以那时候呢，你是神的儿子，那你就下来，救自己也救我们。
So they scolded Jesus, if you are the son of God, save yourself and also save us.
就两个人开始的时候呢，一直这样侮辱他。
So in the beginning, both the criminals heaped insult upon Jesus.
但是就在十字架上经过的一个一个小时之后，有一个事情改变。
But after many hours on the cross, something changed.
有其中一个强盗，奇妙的，他看到我们主耶稣在十字架上的时候呢，没有一句咒诅的话。
So one of the criminals observed that Jesus on the cross, he didn't even have a word of curse.
没有一个就是要骂人、痛恨人的话，也没有为自己伸冤的话。
He has no word of curse for others or hatred for others, and he didn't defend himself.
慈爱、怜悯、良善、饶恕的话。
And he's just with full of words of grace, love, forgiveness.
那他说：“父啊，饶恕他们，饶恕这些把我钉在十字架上，因为他们做的，他们不知道。”
He prayed that Father, please forgive those who are crucifying me because they do not know what they are doing.
各位，不要讲钉在十字架上，有时候啊，我们心里急躁一点就骂旁边的人。
We not to mention.Crucifixion. Sometimes we get impatient. We'll scold people around us.
你的手脚被钉，然后流血，一直的痛苦，然后受尽众人的辱骂的时候呢，你怎么能够不咒诅人啊？
But when he was nailed on the hands and legs and full of torture, yet he didn't curse anyone.
就上帝的这个良善慈爱，慢慢的触动了其中一个强盗的心。
So God's loving kindness gradually touched the heart of one of the criminals.
那个强盗心里面。在那个时候忽然间觉悟知道自己的罪。
So that criminal at that moment was awakened to his own sin.
他发现了原来我是有罪的。
And he realized that he himself has sinned.
另外一个强盗呢仍然不悔改。他继续辱骂耶稣的时候呢，你是神的话你去救自己吧。
But the other criminal didn't repent and keep insulting Jesus, if you are God, save yourself.
这个心里面有知罪 的这个强盗马上就骂另外一个强盗说，你不怕神吗？
But the repentant criminal criticized the other criminal, don't you fear God?
他说，我们钉在十字架上，这是我们应得的，我们做的，但是这个人从来没有做过一件不好的事。
He said, we are crucified because of what we deserve, but this man has not done anything bad or anything bad.
那就在那时候，他的心，他的口向耶稣发出那最深切的呼求， 主啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And at that moment, he let out the greatest cry to God and said, Jesus, when you, your kingdom come, please remember me.
那时候我们主耶稣最身体最软弱，他的宝血要流尽的时候呢，他跟他说，你放心，今天你要与我在乐园里。
At that moment, Jesus was at his most painful state, but he told the criminal, rest assured, today you will be with me in paradise.
神的救恩就这样临到了这个强盗。
And God's salvation then came upon this criminal.
亲爱的朋友们，这个强盗呢，他一生没有做过一件好事。
Now this criminal had not done a good thing in his whole life.
他也没有再也没有机会做好事。
And he also do not have any more chance to do good.
他没有机会受洗。
He has no chance to get baptized.
他没有机会弥补他的过错，做好基督徒生活。
He has no chance to make up for his wrong to lead a Christian living.
只有他在十字架上连真诚的悔改的那个时刻，主说：“今天你跟我在乐园里了，我会拯救你的。”
But when he sincerely repented at the cross, the Lord told him, "Today you will be with me in paradise. I will save you."
各位，这一幕就是神的救恩临到全人类的一幕来的。
So this is the scene where God's salvation also come upon the entire human race.
这一幕告诉我们什么？
So what does this scene tell us?
它告诉我们，不是所有痛苦的人都会信耶稣的。
It tells us that not everyone who's miserable will believe in the Lord.
有些人说，你们基督徒啊，整天找那些痛苦的人传福音啊。
Some people say you Christians always find those miserable people to evangelize.
找那些有绝症的，在医院的，婚姻破裂的，什么？哎呀，这种人当然会信耶稣啦。
You keep finding those people with broken marriages, with poor health. Of course, they will believe in Christ.
那真信假信不知道呢。
And we don't know whether they believe correctly or truthfully.
我跟你说，绝对不是。
But that's not the case.
因为在十字架上有两个强盗，一个是死不悔改的。
Because there are two criminals beside Jesus at the cross, one just refused to repent.
他到最后一刻还是拒绝神的救恩。
Even at the last moment, he rejected God's salvation.
我是做牧师的，我常常见到痛苦的人。
I'm a pastor. I always encounter miserable people.
不管是家庭有问题、健康有问题，我常常见到。
Whether it's people with family or health problems.
那人来关心他的时候，他很开心，谢谢你。
When people show them concern, they're very happy and say thank you.
但是你跟他说，你把你的生命的主权交给耶稣的时候，他说 no thank you.
But when you tell them please hand the sovereignty of your life to Jesus, they say no thank you.
我相信医生
I believe in the doctor.
我相信辅导家。
I believe in counselors.
我自己有自己的办法了。
I have my own ways.
谢谢你，你们基督徒真好。
Thank you very much. You Christians are very kind.
其实他是拒绝主的救恩来的。
In fact, they are rejecting the salvation of the Lord.
他们是拒绝救赎
，and they are rejecting redemption.
他从生出来到他离开世界，说一切犯的罪，他自己要承担。
And so they have to bear all their sins from birth to death.
不是有痛苦的人就信耶稣。
So it doesn't mean that anyone who's miserable then they will believe in Jesus.
不是痛苦的人就得救。
Not every miserable people will be saved.
只有悔改的人得救。
Only those who repent will be saved.
那你说，哎呀，另外一个强盗真好，他很谦卑、很温柔，愿意接受耶稣。
Then you say the other criminal is so humble and gentle, willing to accept Jesus.
绝对不是。
But that's also not the case.
你要知道，他一生没有做过一个好事。
You must know that he has not done a good thing in his whole life.
他的性情是完全凶暴的。
So his temperament is totally savage.
杀人、放火、抢劫，什么都做。那
he kill, he do all kinds of evil things.
他是很奇妙的。很奇妙的，神的爱临到他的心。
But amazingly, God's love entered his heart.
神的爱触摸他，使他知道自己是有罪的。
God's love touched him such that he knows that he is a sinner.
使他成为一个完全谦卑、降服在上帝的主权面前的人。
So that he can be humble and completely surrender to the sovereignty of God.
这个不是他的伟大。
That is not his greatness.
乃是神的爱临到他。
But God's love has come upon him.
所以，亲爱的朋友们，我们没有一个人是伟大的。
So, dear friends, none of us are great.
要不是神的爱临到我们，没有一个人能够悔改的。
If not for God's love coming to us, none of us can repent.
今天神的爱临到谁？
Now, who has God's love come upon today?
神的爱临到人的时候呢，神先把他的福音、他的道传讲。
When God's love comes upon a person, he first preaches his gospel.
把人的罪、罪的后果。跟上帝的救恩传讲
and he preached about sin, the consequences of sin and God's salvation.
叫人知道罪的工价就是死，但是神在基督里面的恩赐就是永生。
So that people will know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
叫一切信耶稣的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all who believe in Jesus shall not perish but have eternal life.
最后我再说，不是所有痛苦的人都会得救。
Again, I say, it's not that everyone who is in misery will be saved.
只有谦卑悔改、接受神的儿子的人才得救。
Only those who humbly repent and accept the Son of God, Jesus, they will be saved.
也不是所有不痛苦的人就不会得救。
And it is also not that everyone who is not miserable will not be saved.
我们有些不是每个人都遇到人生这么严重的问题。
Not everyone will encounter very severe problems in life.
但是你能够听到上帝的道，永生之道。
But if you can hear the eternal word of God,
有神有感动你，你的心诚实，知道自己有罪。
If God touch you and your heart is honest and you know that you have sinned,
你把你生命的主权交给他，神接受你。
And if you are willing to hand the sovereignty of your life to God, God accepts you.
今天我们这时候闭上眼睛，我们一起祷告。
Let's all close our eyes and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
我们知道你是付上重价来买赎我们。
Lord, we know that you paid a heavy price to redeem us.
没有一个人能够夸口自己能。
No one can boast about themselves.
我们都是尘土。
We are all dust.
我们这个气息一离开，我们什么都不能了。
The moment our breath leaves us, we can do nothing.
但是主，你给我们一个机会。
But God, you have given us a chance.
我们还有气息的时候。
When we still have this living breath.
我们能够来到你的面前。
We can come before you.
能接受你。
To accept you.
你也为我们预备了乐园。
You have also prepared for us a paradise.
永生赐给我们。
You have given us eternal life.
今天求主祝福那些听到你的道而向你回应的人。
Lord, today please bless those who have heard your word and responded to you.
让他们听到之后，主，他们回应你的那个事情，终身留在他们心中。
Let their response to your word remain in their heart for their whole life.
主应许不离开他们。
Lord, you promise you will never leave them.
不但拯救他们，会与他们同在。
You not only save them, but you will be with them.
主会给他们新的命运。
You will give them a new destiny.
新造的生命。
A new life.
把一切的荣耀归给主。
And we give you all the glory.
今天也当中有一些，可能他们心里面有感动，但是没有办法向你马上回应的。
Some of them could have been touched in their heart today, but they didn't respond to you immediately.
求主继续做感动的工作。
Lord, please continue to move them.
向他们说话。
And speak to them.
感谢你。
Thank you, God.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.